I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Just a couple weeks ago, Iran was at the forefront of the news as a coronavirus hotspot. Since then, the pandemic has spread to nearly every corner of the world. As a result, Iran's fallen out of the headlines. But according to David Curry of Open Doors USA, Iran is still worth paying attention to, especially when it comes to the local church. He describes the Iranian church as young, large, and underground. In the aftermath of COVID-19 and other crises, they're able to fill the gap with Christ's grace.
They're able to stand up and to care for people, from the very personal to how house churches can rally around to try to help to whatever extent they can.
Pray for the continued relief efforts of the Iranian church and ask the Holy Spirit to bring miraculous sight and mercy to a country that forces its church underground. And it's summer, which means the Word with Zach reading program from Keys for Kids is live. The goal, says Greg Yoder, is to draw kids and their family closer to Christ. Keys for Kids especially wants to reach children between the ages of 3 and 14 years old.
We just feel like we've got 10 years to really have some quality time reaching kids, instructing kids, pointing them to the Word, and hopefully, through the Holy Spirit, they'll be drawn to Christ and grow in their faith and become multipliers of their faith.
Those wanting to get involved can download the Keys for Kids app, grab a Bible, and follow the reading plan. Keys for Kids stories are fiction, but they're set in the real world with real situations that kids might face. And here's why it works. Yoder says Keys for Kids took calls from families last year, telling them the situations in the stories matched what they were going through. Details can be found at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support M&N tab on our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.